What do we think of when we think of a good man? A man that's loyal, a man that's honest, fair, responsible, has integrity, and does the right thing. So let's look at Joseph. Joseph was the 11th son of 12 from Jacob. He was the first son of two from his favorite wife, Rachel, mother of Esau. Joseph was Jacob's favorite son, and he gave him a colorful coat that none of the others received. At the age of 17, Joseph shared two dreams he had with his family. In the first, he and his brothers gathered bundles of grain. The brothers' bundles of grain were bowing to his bundle. In the second dream, the sun, moon, and 11 stars were all bowing to Joseph. The sun represented his father, the moon his mother, and the 11 stars his brothers. These dreams pointed to Joseph being superior to the rest of them. Joseph's brothers were angry and jealous of him, so they plotted his demise. When Joseph was sent out to check on his brothers, which meant that he wasn't out working with them, they saw him coming and were planning to kill him, but instead decided to sell him into slavery. They took his special coat and spread goat's blood on it to show their father so that he would think that Joseph was dead. Joseph is believed to have been sold 5 times, eventually landing with Potiphar, a captain for Pharaoh. While with Potiphar, Joseph earned his trust and became manager of his household. So we'll read from Genesis 39, 1 through 6. It says, "Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him. And he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in his house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Now, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. It has been said that of all the beauty given to man, Joseph received half of it. The other half was spread amongst all the rest of us. Some of us obviously receiving less than others." And his mother Rachel was also described as being very beautiful. So continuing in Genesis from 7 through 18. "And after a time his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Behold, because of me, my master has no concern after anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. Now then, can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?' And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her to lie down beside her or to be with her. But one day when he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was there in the house, she caught him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me.' But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. And as soon as she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled, But at the house, she called out to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought among us a Hebrew to laugh at us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And as soon as he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and fled and got out of the house. Then she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she told him the same story, saying, the Hebrew servant whom you have brought us came into me to laugh at me. But as soon as I lifted up my voice and cried, he left his garment beside me and fled out of the house." Potiphar's wife tried multiple times to seduce Joseph. This time he could have gotten away with accepting her advances. There would have been no witnesses, but he still refused. So she falsely claimed he attempted to rape her. She blamed her husband, and that he was a foreigner, and that he betrayed the household. Oddly enough, this is the second time one of Joseph's garments became part of the story and was used to deceive others. First, to make Jacob think that Joseph was dead, and now to make Potiphar and his household believe he betrayed them. And so continuing in Genesis 39:19-23. As soon as his master heard words that his wife spoke to him, "This is the way your servant treated me," his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, in the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one that did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. Potiphar could have killed Joseph on the spot, but instead he sent him to prison. While at the prison, he earned the captain's trust and managed the prison. He was eventually pulled out of the prison to go interpret Pharaoh's dreams. This eventually led him to becoming second in command of Egypt, next to the Pharaoh. He saved Egypt from famine by recommending grain be stored up during the abundant years in preparation for the years of famine predicted in Pharaoh's dreams. He wound up providing for all his family and moving them all to Egypt, including his brothers. This fulfilled his own dreams from years earlier. So we said earlier, a good man is loyal, honest, fair, responsible, has integrity, and does the right thing. Joseph was a good man. He remained loyal to Potiphar, even when his own wife did not. He remained good, no matter what evil was committed against him. To be good is a choice. It is not natural for us. It takes work. It takes choosing to do the right thing. We can't do it on our own. It takes trusting in and surrendering to the Lord to be good.